All right, let's talk a little bit about federal ESS. Pretty hot topic ESS is. There's lots of different ESSs out there. Federal ESS may be a combination of some of those. It is definitely not ESSM or Mark Handler, Raymond Nelson ESS. This is going to be slightly different. The federal government has fully implemented this. This is all they use now. They have eliminated three position, which probably most people have gotten away from three position for the most part. This supplements seven positions, so seven positions still alive. But when I talked to NCCA last, they said probably 99% of all federal agencies have fully adopted federal ESS. There are still some holdouts. I know Army CID likes to do their own thing and a little slow to change. And there might be one or two other programs out there that hadn't quite fully switched over yet. But when people say nothing ever changes in Polygraph, NCCA never changes anything, Polygraph never changes, this is a pretty big change because it also changes the TDA a little bit. It's going to change the secondary features change a little bit. And I think that if you haven't swapped over to this and you start thinking about swapping over and scoring your charts like with the federal ESS, I find that you may like it. It's a little faster, it's a little easier, and your inter-examiner reliability is going to be a lot better because there's a whole lot less to argue about on federal ESS. Now, I had a lot of people say, well, that's just ESSM or it's just regular ESS. It's not. ESSM and Mark Handler, Raymond Nelson, ESS changes the cut scores. This does not change any cut scores. Federal cut scores are still the exact same as they always were. So I know that on some of those that, you know, they just do a plus one in an MGQT for an NDI and SR. This is still going to be a plus three. It doesn't change. I know on ESS that they like to change. They lower the cut scores on a buy zone. This doesn't change. I think on a ESS, you just need a grand total plus two or something like that. None of that changes here. So cut scores do not change. I'm going to say that a bunch of times. On DLST, which I hate that we have so many names for it. That's really just TES. Everybody knows that. DLST is just TES. It's been around since the 60s. It still has a buy zone cut score, plus one in each spot with a grand total plus four. So I know a lot of people are just using a plus one across the board if they're doing ESS, which changes the cut score to TES or DLST. So cut scores don't change. It's just going to be a different little bit of a change in scoring and how you score. I would recommend that if you're a little nervous about it, just do both. Do your regular score sheet and do a federal ESS score sheet and see if you don't like it better. I think what you'll find is that three charts, if you're no opinion, and you go back and score federal ESS, you're probably going to be conclusive. There's some statistical probabilities. I think I'll put them in here about how much more conclusive it is, especially if you're not using the seven position. Anybody use seven position to clear up a no opinion? Oh, boo. Seven position is great. Everybody loves 4-to-1 ratios and 3-to-1 ratios and doing math in their head, right? That's fantastic. But in all fairness, don't lose seven position. I ran a test last week that federal ESS was no opinion. Federal ESS was conclusive and it wasn't even close. Person was a cardio responder and I got a bunch of plus twos and minus twos in the cardio, which on federal ESS you can't do. And it got conclusive, didn't have to run any more charts. So if you're running three charts and using three position and you're calling it no opinion, there's a lot of other things that you can do to get conclusive before you just run a fourth chart or call it no opinion. All right, so I think this is a great tool to put in your tool bag, at least know it, recognize it. We're going to talk about the diagnostic features of federal ESS. We're going to apply the numerical evaluation of federal ESS. Decision rules, which are just cut scores, and the basic terminology associated with federal ESS. We're going to kind of go through these. This is not a super long slideshow. I don't even think it'll take me an hour. All right, it is a modification of the three-position scoring. So pretty much once you pick this up, there's no need for you to have three-position scoring. You really should just have federal ESS and seven position as your two scoring formats. It uses the most validated physiological features, which we talked about already in TDA. So none of that changes per se, although we're going to drop the secondary features. Supported by federal ESS research and statistical significance. TDA derived from the federal TDA manual. So everything that we already talked about will still apply. The only difference is no secondary features in cardio and EDA. So we're not going to do duration, and we're not going to do complexity. It's just going to be amplitude. Which one's bigger? That gets the value. And that's all there is to it. All right, equal responses receive a zero. That is a big part of federal ESS, is don't camp out over it. If they're pretty close to the same size, it's a zero. Visually discernible. Artifacts receive a circle slash. Any score without any mechanical tool or electronic measuring tool or any tools that your program, polygraph program, has where you can look at two cardios or look at two EDAs and try to figure out which one's bigger. Just use your eyeballs, which one is bigger. Federal ESS does not utilize chart divisions to aid in evaluation. They go even further to say you shouldn't have to count chart divisions. You should just be able to look and see which one is bigger. And don't say this one's 10, this one's 10.25. We're just going to look and say bigger is better. Otherwise, it's a zero. The federal empirical scoring system is in addition to the current numerical scoring systems and is intended to augment the standardized systems of evaluation throughout plea and federal government. So essentially, you can still use three position if you want to, but this will probably replace three position, but it definitely does not replace seven position. Seven position will always be available to you to use if you have a no opinion on federal ESS. You're not conclusive, always can go back seven position and take another look at it. Federal ESS can be used with any comparison question technique, so PLCs and DLCs. So it really doesn't matter, we're going to score them the same way either way, with a probable lie or a direct lie comparison question. Federal ESS is not applicable to formats like R&I, peak attention, things like that. If you're not going to score it and put numbers on it anyway, this doesn't apply. Okay. So if you're doing an R&I and you pick the EDA and R4, you don't get to pick it twice. You don't get to double exit or whatever you do to choose a response. Okay, you can't pick and choose what part of the chart you want to do federal ESS on and what part you want to do seven or three position on. If you do the whole chart with federal ESS, just start and score it all the way through, or do both. There's nothing wrong. And when I first started doing this, I just did both in the same score sheet. I would just use federal ESS on half of my blocks, seven position on half of my blocks, and see where I ended up, see how much I liked. I also personally went back 3 years and found all the no opinions for 3 years that I was a five chart, I charted them out, no opinion, and I went back and cleared up about 40% of those just using federal ESS. I didn't even have to look at the charts, so I just converted my score sheet into federal ESS. All right, do not commingle scoring rules or physiological features of federal ESS with three position or seven position scoring. It is its own thing. Remember, we're not gonna have secondary diagnostic features like complexity or duration. So you can't go on one and say, well, this one's longer than the other one, so I'm gonna give it a plus or minus one or two. We're not doing any of those. We're only doing amplitude for your cardio and EDA. FESS does not provide an option to assign values other than plus one or minus one to cardio, plus one or minus one to pneumos, and it's a plus one or minus two to EDA, right? That's all you got. So on seven position, obviously you can go from zero to three, plus or minus three on all of those. On three position, you can only do plus or minus one and stuff on each tracing. This is just gonna be a plus or minus one on the cardio, plus or minus one on the pneumos, plus or minus two on the EDA, and that's all there is. In the respiration channel, although we have six technically diagnostic features, they're boiled down into four for federal ESS, right? All of these are RLO features, so they drop baseline arousal for federal ESS. No baseline arousal. Decrease in amplitude and progressive decrease in amplitude are just combined into suppression, which it really is anyway. Suppression is just suppression. We don't necessarily need to have different names for it. Slowing of the rate, IDE ratio change, and apnea blocking at the bottom only, not at the top. Those are the four features for pneumos. Okay, so we're really not doing anything new. We're just calling suppression either progressive decrease in amplitude and decrease in amplitude suppression. We're just calling suppression suppression instead of two types of suppression. Slowing of the rate, talked about that this morning, i.e. ratio change and apnea at the bottom. Those are the four features that we're going to use in federal ESS. Remember, just a plus one or a minus one or zero in the pneumo channel. Any questions about that? Pretty easy, right? We're going to combine some stuff. There must be three respiration cycles of response for evaluation. Now, don't be silly. We don't need three apneas in a row. One apnea will do, right? But if we're going to do a suppression or an IE ratio change or a slowing of the rate, we need three cycles, right? And what we're doing is we're trying to be careful about countermeasures here. And we're not giving people quite as much room to do two cycles to get a response. So three cycles. And what that has really done is kind of reduce the significance of pneumos.
Are you including the answer distortion as a cycle then? Or are you saying three separate events?
Yeah, three cycles. So that's a loaded question because you'd have to look at it to see. If there's an answer distortion and a slowing of the rate at the same time, then maybe that would be a good cycle. If it's just the answer distortion looks like suppression as well, then maybe not, right? I think that would be a case by case. But I think like the one that we looked at earlier where they had a little bit of suppression and an apnea, maybe you would use that as one of your cycles. But yeah, three good cycles is what we're looking for. All right, federal ESS does not use an established window of evaluation or count chart divisions to aid an evaluation. So a visual discernible difference must be observed without any measuring devices. So we talked about that earlier in TDA. That has not changed. But we're not going to count chart divisions. If one EDA is five chart divisions and one is 5.5, we're probably going to call that a zero. Unless you can just pick it out with your eyeballs and say one is bigger than the other. Noticeably shorter RLL is going to be awarded the value, so 3, 4, 5 cycles versus 3 cycles is always going to get the value. So whichever one is more significant. Probably what you will find with federal ESS is more zeros in the pneumos than you're used to. Okay? Because you are looking for 3 good solid cycles of something. So it does take away a little bit of the respiration channel, but obviously you're going to score almost every EDA. So you're going to pick up plenty of points there because we're going to change that to a plus or minus 2. All right. So respiration channel, some of these are going to be the exact same as the TDA we just went through. Suppression definition is now just inclusive of progressive decrease in amplitude. Just suppression is just suppression. And in my opinion, it should be that way on the regular TDA as well. We don't need to call it progressive versus regular suppression. All right, so I think I showed this exact same one earlier. Must be 3 cycles. You can see in the bottom, 2C3 there, 3 good cycles. To answer your question, there's not much of an answer distortion there. There's a little answer distortion at the top of that one. So that's probably 3 good cycles with the answer being right in the middle of that one. I would score that as 3 cycles. You can see the little tiny answer distortion right there on the top, on that bottom pneumo. Okay, slowing of the rate, talked about that earlier. Change in IE ratio, what that looks like. Maybe they're slowing their exhalation rate for 3 cycles. Apnea blocking at the bottom. All right, EDA. Bigger is better principle applies to EDA tracing. That just means visually bigger and more discernible response shall get the value of a plus or minus 2. Should be very easy to look at. If you spend more than 2 or 3 seconds on it, probably a zero. No secondary features are considered while using FESS, so no duration, no complexity. Okay, amplitude is the only diagnostic feature used, so we're going to go from response onset to the response end, period, looking at the highest peak, and that's where we're going to score. Doesn't matter if there's 20 seconds of duration at one and 10 seconds of duration at the other, if they're both about 10 chart divisions, they're both about the same size, it's a zero. amplitude is measured from the response onset to the highest timely peak, regardless of how many peaks there are. So no matter what, how complex it is, we're just going to the highest peak. And that's where we'll look at the amplitude from. No secondary features. So earlier we showed this exact slide where we showed a complex reaction on the recovery side. And we gave this a minus one earlier. This is now going to be a zero using federal ESS. Okay, just amplitude only. When you're training new examiners, this becomes very easy to teach. Very easy to teach. No secondary features on duration. Remember earlier, we assigned a plus value to this. Now it's going to be a zero, amplitude only. And this is where the commingling of the rules, you gotta kinda have to change your brain a little bit when you're scoring it this way, not to commingle those rules. We talked about this earlier, don't use any type of measuring device. You wanna be able to get up on the stand and show charts to a jury and not have to get any kind of caliper or a measuring device or a ruler or anything out. You should just be able to say one is bigger than the other. EDA is always plus or minus 2.0 or an artifact circle slash. Weighting the EDA reduces the no opinion rates between 30 and 40% versus three position. So you're gonna get a lot more conclusive rates. I think last year for 2025, I had one no opinion. That was a federal ESS no opinion for the whole year. And I don't do any R&Is, so that's all PLCs, DLCs, criminal, and applicant tests. That's pretty good. So does APA want your no opinion rate to be what, less than 20%? 20% or less is what the APA wants. When you get it down to 2 or 3% or 1%, that's pretty good for no opinions. That's our goal, right? No opinions are the dreaded bane of our existence because you've wasted your time, unless you get a confession. So if you have a higher no opinion rate, you're creeping up on that 20% no opinion rate, it wouldn't surprise me if you go back and score some of your tests, federal ESS, and get them cleared up. Or seven position. Seven position does almost as well as federal ESS. They're almost identical. All right, cardio. We're just using baseline arousal for the cardio. So no slowing of the rate, no duration for cardio. Baseline arousal is measured from the response onset to the highest peak, regardless of however many peaks there are. So we're gonna go from stimulus onset to the highest peak, and that'll be where we score to. All right, bigger is better rule, plus or minus 1.0 or an artifact. No measuring devices to be used. I know I keep saying that, but I've seen lots of folks trace out stuff with cellophane paper, clear paper, or using a sticky note to make a mark on to trace out a response. No secondary features, talk about that. All right, so no secondary features considered when we talked about the cardio earlier. So earlier, we gave this a minus, if I remember right, because of both having the same amplitude, but R5 was about 3, 4 seconds longer than C8. Earlier, we gave that a minus one, now we're gonna give that a zero. Becomes pretty easy to just look at amplitude and just ignore everything else. All TDA exceptions to homeostasis and variations for pneumos, EDA, cardio all remain the same. Everything that we talked about this morning, exception 1, 2, and 3 in the cardio, exception 1, 2, and 3 in the EDA still apply. That one exception to homeostasis and pneumos where we saw that deep breath going into a question, and then they acquired homeostasis after that deep breath, still applies. So nothing really changes there. Response onset window for all three stay the same. We're not gonna change the row. Row stays the same. Cut scores. This is where probably most of it is different than other ESS versions. The testing format dictates the cut score, not which format we use to score it with, if that makes sense. If you're gonna call it a bi-zone, it has its own cut scores. If you're gonna call it an MGQT, it has its own built-in cut scores. If you're using anything other than what those cut scores are designed to do, it's probably not a bi-zone, it's probably not an MGQT, right? So make sure you're using the federal cut scores if you are using the federal formats. Okay? A zone, full zone, grand total plus 6 or greater for no deception indicated or no significant response if you're using it in a screening scenario. Minus 6 or less grand total for deception indicated or no significant response. I'm sorry, or significant response if you're using it in a screening scenario. But remember, it's a two-stage rule for zones. Must have a plus 1 in all vertical spots. A minus 3 in any vertical spot, regardless of the grand total, is a DISR. Anything in between that's an opinion. Right? And that should not be anything new, hopefully, for anybody. That is standard zone cut scores. Any questions about that? All right. We'll go to by zone, U phase, grand total plus 4 or greater for NDI and SR if you use it in a screening. All right. Remember, if you're using a by zone in a screening scenario for a breakout or something like that, we're going to call it NSR, right? No significant response. Minus 4 or less grand total for a DISR. Anything in between that is a no opinion. Remember, we have two-stage rules. Must have a plus 1 in all vertical spots to achieve an NDI and SR. A minus 3 grand total in any vertical spot is a DISR no matter what your grand total is, right? So if you are minus 3 at R5 plus 8 at R7 for a grand total plus 5, what is the final call? SRDI. You got that minus 3 in a spot. Right, that's where some things change under the Mark Handler, Raymond Nelson at ESS, because they'll call that an NDI as long as that grand total is whatever they want it to be, no matter even if they have a minus 3 in a spot. That's a little scary, so we don't want to do that. All right, any questions about that? All right, an MGQT slash LEPET, all the same thing. It's all the same, version 1, version 2, LEPET is the same as an MGQT. A plus 3 or greater in all vertical spots for an NDI, NSR. Well, if you run it as a criminal test, we're going to call it an NDI. A minus 3 or less in any vertical spot is a DI. Anything in between that is an opinion, right? So you need a plus 3 in all vertical spots. Minus 3 in any spot is going to be a DI if you're using an MGQT as a criminal test. If you're using it as a screening test, the cut score does not change. We're going to call it an NSR if they get a plus 3 or greater in all vertical spots. We're going to call it an SR if they are minus 3 in any spot. All right? That shouldn't be new to anybody. Those are the cut scores. Anything in between that's an opinion. Anybody use any other cut scores? Anybody reducing their cut score on an MGQT down to a plus 1 or a plus 2 across the board to pass? I know there's some agencies that do that. All right, DLST, TES, of course I hate it. We have too many names for formats. It's all the same, same exact format. Grand total of plus 4 with a minimum of a plus 1 in any spot for an NSR. A minus 3 or less in any overall vertical spot or an overall minus 4 or less for an SR, right? Same as a bison. The exact same as a bison. We're not going to do anything different. Anything not covered in federal ESS decision policies does not negate any cutoffs or decision policies in place for other federal formats, which, you know, that's pretty much all of them. MGQT, zones, and by zones is all the formats. Okay. Any questions about cut scores? DLST, I know a lot of people just like going plus ones across the board. You're supposed to have a grand total plus 4. Right. That is the correct way to score a DLST, which is just a TES. All right, cut scores do not change based on the method that you use to score the format. 7-position, 3-position, or federal ESS, none of these methods dictate what cut scores are. So don't change your cut scores. If you're going to use a zone, if you use by zone, if you're using MGQT, whether it's version 1, version 2, screening, criminal, doesn't matter. All the cut scores remain the same. Testing formats are validated using specific variables, fixed variables, and any deviation from those may disqualify that test from being able to call it an MGQT, or being able to call it a bi-zone, or being able to call it a zone. If you're going to do something different than what the score, what the testing format calls for, it may not be considered a standardized format. So you may get up on the stand and say, well, why did you use this cut score? You're going to say, well, I altered this test to fit the cut score that I wanted to use, right? So let's stick with the original cut scores that it's designed for. Any questions? It's federal ESS. Super easy. Think about 99% of federal agencies have all switched. I've been on it for about 2 or 3 years now. Super easy. I probably score maybe 2 or 3 tests a year, 7 positions, to try to get them cleared up from no opinions. Other than that, I'm usually conclusive at 3 or 4 charts, and it's pretty good. LAPD, which is in our plea program, they have like 15 examiners. They work 10-hour days. They do 2-a-days every day for all their examiners. They run like 300 tests a week, and they switched over to this. They have a ton of data, a ton of statistics on how much more conclusive this is than 3-position. So I think you'll like it if you hadn't tried it yet. Does anybody else already do it? Do you already do it in Lancaster? Yeah, I know you guys do it. Brian does it. I know you guys do it. Yeah, you guys are using it? Howie?
I do it both. I do the 3 and then ESS.
Yeah, see what happens. Yeah, see what happens. Yeah, and do that for a while until you get comfortable with it. You know, once you start getting comfortable with it, I think you'll slowly stop doing the 3-position, because you're going to be, you're probably no opinion more often than not after 3 charts on 3-position. So, Scott, you love it?
That's a cable question.
you ought to just try it. What you can it? Score, you can do 2 score sheets and just try it. See what you think.
Wait a minute now, y'all still stuck on Dennis's old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to reinvent a wheel. That's not a political answer.
What you should do is go back and find some opinions and rescore them and see what happens. Go back and look up some opinions from last year and rescore them and see if it doesn't make them conclusive. And I think you'd be surprised. It'll probably clear up a good chunk of them pretty easily. So, and then a lot of times when you run a 4th or 5th chart, I did that too. I went back and found tests where I needed to run a 5th chart to get conclusive. And I just scored the first 3 to see where I was after 3. And most of the time with federally assessed, I was already conclusive at 3. And I didn't need a 4th or a 5th chart on a zone or a by zone or NGDT. I was able to get conclusive after 3. All right. I think you guys should try it and just see what happens.